AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the fighting in Ukraine must stop now.
Russian nuclear forces were put on high alert. This is a chilling development.
Guterres says the world can't allow this development to move forward.
The mere idea of a nuclear conflict is simply inconceivable. Nothing can justify the use of nuclear weapons.
Russian and Ukrainian delegations are meeting for talks to try to end the fighting. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with his advisors. He called Western nations empires of lies. The AP Sagar Magani reports sanctions are having an impact on Russia's economy.
New sanctions could immobilize any Russian central bank assets in the U.S. or held by Americans. The administration estimates that could impact hundreds of billions of dollars of Russian funding. The ruble had already been plunging against the dollar after Western nations introduced other financial sanctions over the weekend, including blocking some Russian banks from a global payment system.
As outgunned but determined Ukrainian forces slowed the Russian advance, a tense calm reigned in Kyiv. Explosions and gunfire were heard in embattled cities in eastern Ukraine, and terrified Ukrainian families huddled in shelters, basements, and corridors. Ukrainian authorities say at least 44 people have been wounded in fighting in Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, and seven of them died in hospitals. Stocks are lower in the U.S. in early trading. A Texas man charged with storming the Capitol with a holstered handgun on his waist is the first defendant to go on trial. Jury selection started today in the case against Guy Wesley Refit. A new AP NORC poll shows Omicron is fading away, and so are Americans' worries about the coronavirus. Fewer Americans now say they're concerned they'll be infected compared with January. This is AP News. A new United Nations report says climate change is about to get a whole lot worse.
The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report said climate change is likely going to make the world sicker, poorer, and more dangerous in the next 18 years. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres laid out the severity of the situation.
Today's IPCC report is an atlas of human suffering and a damning indictment of failed climate leadership.
Wanjira Maathai from the World Resources Institute says the situation is making young people extremely worried.
They're anxious because of the inaction of their leaders.
Report co-chair Hans Otto Portner says this inaction will only make the situation worse.
The longer you wait and the longer you follow the illusion that you have the option to make choices in with respect of not doing something, the more you will pay later.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The Supreme Court is weighing limits on efforts by the EPA on climate change. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.